Good morning! Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We've reached Wednesday, February 18th. I hate that I have to look at my phone for the day of the week and the date.
We're in that good morning, Tim Richards. We're in like kind of that blah of winter, even though we're in the fake spring part of it.
Yeah, oh yeah. Kids have been off here and there. It was 10 degrees for 2 weeks. You know, you have some certain days off here and there. And then it was President's Day. You have MLK Day. You have certain days that you're celebrating. So it is Wednesday. It is February 18th. EMCs, I have a quick apology.
What'd you do?
I have a quick apology before we get to Dead Guy in an Envelope. Why? I washed my car yesterday. That's why it's raining today.
Oh, that's why it rained.
It is Richard's Law. It was when my dad would wash his car, it would rain the next day. And yesterday I was so happy. I thought, my car inside is still relatively disgusting. I need to get on it. But the outside, you know, we all have it. It is salty everywhere. You don't even know the color of your car. It's just white and hazy. White and hazy. Just nasty. And I thought to myself, today's the day, because I wanted to get it washed before Valentine's Day. But the line, because everybody's going on a date night or everything else, is from downtown Cleveland to Euclid.
Yeah.
Everywhere you wanted to go. So I said, you know what? That's fine. I'll just have a dirty car for the weekend. Then yesterday's the day. I saw the light at the end of the tunnel. There's only one person in line at the brand new sheet there on 306. I said, you know what? I'm going to try this place out. And it was great. Kept it very clean. And then on the way in, it's raining, and there's rain in the forecast today.
You did this to us. Way to go, Richards.
I just thought I would apologize before we get to this.
Thank you.
He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope.
We take one guess a day. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. You just have to figure out who he is.
I have an issue with this round.
Why?
I'll get to that after.
Oh, I know why.
Yeah, what's going on? Well, I mean, you're either mad or, and it's definitely not lazy because you're not a lazy person. I thought about this today. I got mad at you at 5:50 this morning.
Wow.
5:20 this morning. So what's going on? It just hit me. Like, what is happening?
Well, it's... What's astonishing?
Jen and Tim Show, and I thought about it the other day, but I let it go. I thought it was going to happen. All of a sudden, I'm sitting here today. I said, What is going on?
What's astonishing about your realization, which I know what it is that it took you this long to realize
it. Oh, no, I realized it right away.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to tell you what I actually thought, why I didn't bring it up, and you're not going to like it.
Oh, jeez.
You're not going to like it at all.
All right, fine.
All right, he's dead. He's a guy. His name's in the envelope. EMCs, we're not starting the show without a guest. We need a guest to start the show. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, I cannot wait to mention this issue with this game next. I cannot wait.
I can't imagine why you have an issue.
So secretive. Do you have a guest for a dead guy in the envelope, by the way?
Sure. I've been trying to get a site since Ted, and obviously I belong every week. But I was thinking because... February and President's Month, I was thinking of JFK.
That's a great theory, but that's not it.
Oh, not JFK. What do we talk about? What's inside that envelope? In this episode of Secrets of Jen on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
There's no Secrets of Jen.
Why is there a name in the envelope and I don't know what the name is?
You never asked what the name is.
I thought at the very beginning because you were... so unenamored with the game or wanting to start another round of the game, I didn't think that you actually put a name in the envelope, to be perfectly honest. And I just didn't want to call you outside and worry about it. I wanted to give you time to put a name in the envelope. I thought you were totally just starting a new game with no name.
How can we play a game with no name in the envelope?
I don't know. I was trusting you. I just thought to myself, maybe she didn't put a name in the envelope and she wasn't prepared when we start the game, so I let it go. And then this morning it hit me. I'm playing the game. How am I supposed to even react?
What I love about this is that as much as you and I are opposite in so many ways, we're so similar because I have known from the beginning that you've never asked who the dead guy is because you insisted I picked it again. And I'm like, well, I'll just let it go. And every day I'm the one that tells the caller if they're right or wrong.
You know what?
And you've never asked me. You've never asked me who the dead guy in the envelope is.
Who is it?
I can't tell you right now.
You can?
You want me to tell you on the air?
Nope. I'm turning the mics off. Who is it?
And we're not doing that right now. That's too dangerous. Can't ruin the game.
But you do have a name.
Yes.
All I know is that it's not Michael Jackson. Elvis, Paul Walker, Matthew Perry, or JFK?
All great guesses.
Am I going to get to find out who it is? Or
would you like to know?
Yes, I would love to know.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you.
Okay. I'm ready.
No, I'm not telling you on the air. I can't believe it took this long for you to ask.
And maybe it was just the anticipation that I thought somebody would already guess it, because I always think every single day somebody's going to win.
Yes, you do.
I have faith in our EMCs because I love them so much. Maybe that's part of it. All right. I can't wait to find out who it is. Good morning. I just want to go on record as saying it's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Not that part. Paula Abdul, Straight Up, which is that song, is 3 minutes and 57 seconds. And she still didn't tell me the name in the envelope.
You didn't ask?
I did ask. I said on the air I asked. And off the air, she's like, oh, I didn't realize I didn't tell you.
Well, Miranda just
I thought it was between two names. I thought I told you it was at least
between. It was between two names.
And I still don't know.
Do you remember the two names I told you?
No, I don't think you told me.
That's false. Because I was like looking for your feedback, but you weren't giving it.
Well, I don't want to help you. I don't want to help you out, because then it's like me picking the name. And you, when you pick the name, you look at the mainstream guesses when you pick the name. When I picked the name over the last time, people were like Moses and John Denver. I mean, they're all, I just, Jen, you know, it's true. Abraham
Moses.
Lincoln. I mean, I'm not knocking the EMC's guesses, because I love the EMC's, but I mean, I'm not going to pick Moses in the envelope.
Right. Right.
We've had live guesses. We've had other ones, but like yours were the Matthew Perrys and everything else. And they're thinking Jen's going to be more mainstream of a guess. And that's why I think that it even added more fun, and it made that game shorter this time around, which is why I said, yo, that's actually a great idea that Jen picks the name as opposed to me, where people didn't know who Len Goodman was. And I thought it was a mainstream name, and it wasn't.
That's a clue in itself. I do want this game to end quicker, so you don't have to dig very deep.
Maybe there isn't a name in the envelope, and just whenever you decide it's done, it's done.
Could be. Whoa. You never know. Miranda says, go ahead and tell him on the air, and let's end these shenanigans quickly. I love that.
I think maybe the next round, we let Miranda pick the name.
Okay.
We let an EMC pick the name. We've never done
that.
Could you imagine that? We let an EMC. We should do that next time.
Yes, we should.
After this round, an EMC will pick the name of the envelope. We'll choose a random caller or whatever it is. Because I don't want to post them on Facebook, because people will see that. It'll have to be a phone call.
Yes.
And we will take the call. We'll put that in the envelope, and we'll start another round.
I love it.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I love that.
Thank you, Miranda, for hating the game.
And so many others. Ohio, by the way, ramping up the fight against the spotted lanternfly. Did you hear about this? There's a new statewide quarantine. I don't think that's the sound it makes. What's this mean for you? That's in 60 seconds. It's 46 degrees in Brunswick, our star city today. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Ohio stepping up the fight against the invasive spotted lanternfly. Remember, we used to have to kill them and report them.
Oh, no. What do we got to do now?
Well, now there's a statewide quarantine. It restricts movement of trees and nursery products without inspection. That's how much of a threat this bug is to, like, vineyards and agriculture. They say the focus
That's
is now
horrible. So what are we supposed to do?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that to you.
It restricts the movement of trees. That's what I know. And nursery products. They have to be inspected first. I assume there's some department you have to call. Officials say the focus is on treatment, not public reporting.
I'm calling our city manager in Mentor if I see one.
Well, yeah, if you...
Or I'll talk to Gina.
Well, it's
or
not
Ante.
Even seeing one.
Like, hey, I see a fly!
Like, you want to go move your boxwood? You got to tell someone, inspect
it. That's bad. I'm not making light of it. I just don't know what to do if I see one. Am I supposed to tell somebody that I see this invasive species in Mentor? Or Westlake or Independence or wherever?
Well, they have to be inspected. Get it inspected. I don't know who inspects it, which clearly
can you
says
get a
I
diploma
wrote
for
a
that?
Terrible story.
You know
because
what?
I don't
Come back
know.
At 7 o'clock. We will have more details during the
we
three
will
things you know.
Figure that out. Let's talk Superman, though. You know how we were all excited there were all those tax credits? Well, it's been approved here in Ohio, but they're filming in Cincinnati. The Ohio Department of Development awarded the project a $2 million tax credit. No filming scheduled for Cleveland at this point. And Cleveland Restaurant Week is back. It'll be March 2nd through the 14th. Dozens of local restaurants with three-course prefix menus starting at $39.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Good Wednesday morning to you. Coming up next, it is Stevie on the socials.
If you're looking for a new show to watch, TikTok has a recommendation, but it's not for you. It's for your dog.
Oh my gosh, what? I love it already.
It's the best show you can put on for your dogs, according to TikTok.
I can't wait.
This makes sense on what you're watching Wednesday. Hunting Wives?
No.
I'm just taking a guess.
I would never do that to a dog.
I didn't know. Emily in Paris? I'm going to stop there. What are they? Okay, this is next on Star 102.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
If you're looking for a show to watch, TikTok has your help. But if it's for your dog, not for yourself. I mean, I guess you could watch it. But they're saying that dogs love the show Bluey, which obviously is about a dog.
Oh, my gosh.
But there's a video that has almost 30 million views. And it says she loves watching Bluey, and it's just this cutest little dog ever, and just staring at the TV like she is locked in on this TV, loves it. And it says because Bluey uses colors dogs can see. So then if you look at it and you click Bluey, if you search Bluey, you just see videos on videos of dogs just getting so excited at Bluey. And they put on this filter that shows you what dogs can see, like a dog filter, I guess, and you have their vision. And it is true, like every color they use are colors for dogs. So they love the show because they can actually see the show and feel like they're seeing in color.
I love this. I need to test this out because
I'm same.
Leave Millie right now, mm-hmm. I ask my smart speaker to play Star 102. That's what I leave on for her. I don't do a visual.
Now dog I'm music, just
yeah.
Classic.
By the way, which is so smart to do, I felt bad for years and years. I had a dog named Cole. And I had him for almost 15 years. And until the last, I don't know how many years, I never thought about leaving something on or anything like that. Like, I'm serious. It never dawned on me. And I remember probably in the early years of our show where somebody had mentioned that they left the TV on, some ambient noise. Whatever.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, what a horrible, I felt like a horrible pet owner. And trust me, I always took him on walks and he was my buddy and gave him treats and everything else, but I never thought to do that. And then I think to myself, now just because of this show, I thought about that. I said, I should have been leaving this TV on or smart speaker or something off of that.
Wish you could talk to the dogs to find out if they actually like it or not. Because what if the dog actually, and you did him a favor and he actually hated the noise?
I wonder what we look like through a dog filter.
You got to put the dog lens on TikTok. They have it.
Do they? I was going to ask if they do on TikTok.
Yeah. No way.
We should dog ourselves.
Yes, let's dog ourselves.
I don't. You don't turn into dog. You just.
Well, I know.
See
what do you think? What do you think? Do they just see in black and white?
They can.
Do they see
blue and orange and like?
So the bluey
it just looks very pale. Like.
Oh, I feel bad for him now.
Yeah.
I thought
not going to get the Star 102 background of the pink.
Okay.
Oh.
It's a little.
I'm trying Bluey with Millie today.
Yeah, that would be great. So that is a great thing. So try maybe if this is something you've known about or you've taken a video or, you know, whatever it is, certainly let us know. Maybe you leave Bluey on for your dog and we never knew this. Shoot us a DM. Jen and Tim Show and all the socials. I'm going to give you a little insight. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Do not dog filter yourself on TikTok. I'm just saying.
You looked like, well, it made us very pale.
I look like I could be cast in The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
It was not good.
That's a better way to put it.
Like very jaundicey. It was not. I thought that was going to be good. Maybe something we could post.
Yeah.
That was not great. We need to watch Bluey. Somebody, and you mentioned, I'll have to try to do that too later on today. My little dog, as you will. Somebody has to watch Bluey with the dog and see if they're into it.
Yes.
Get some doggy popcorn.
I mean,
you can't
eat popcorn. Is there doggy popcorn? No.
Some doggy, some snacks, a little bowl.
Yeah, get a little dog snack of some sort.
And I watch Bluey. That would be cool if they really. I mean, and it seems to be every. I mean, we had Stevie on the socials, and everything I've been searching up says that they love Bluey.
That's awesome. I can't wait to try it with Millie later today.
Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Good Wednesday morning to you. It's February 18th. Thunder showers through the middle of the day. Is that between a shower and a thunderstorm? I need to ask Trent. Thunder shower.
Yeah, you get
that. Is that a new word?
That's definitely something we can't define.
I don't know, but it should dry out this afternoon. It's going to stay breezy, but a high of close to 60. Shorts and Crocs. Let's do this.
Not in a thunder shower. You don't want a Croc.
Oh, yeah.
Moist
soggy
foot.
Toe. Yeah. Soggy toes.
Gross.
I guess the choice wasn't mine.
Listen, I'm not trying to be mean, but you did this to yourself.
I definitely didn't do this to myself.
Yes, you did. The choice was yours, but then you gave the choice to someone else.
That's the type of guy that I am.
But then you got mad about it.
No, I did not get mad
at
all.
That's fair. You were not mad. You were sad.
I was heartbroken.
Yes, you were.
Mad? It takes a lot to really get me. I'm just like an easygoing guy. But I almost cried.
You were very sad about this. And I know you were sad. I know you were. And I'm not taking away from that. But you did it to yourself.
No, I think Stevie did.
No, she has no idea.
Stevie did it to me. Stevie, you almost made me cry yesterday.
She didn't know what she was doing.
Sobbing. Almost ruined the board in front of me from my tears.
This is getting a lot.
All right, producer Stevie joins us. That's next. Jen, Tim, and the culprit at Star 102.
Am I the culprit? Because I don't know what's going on.
In Tim's mind, you are.
Mm-hmm. You're not. You know we love you to death. We're so glad you're
very
part
much.
Of the show.
And you have no idea what he's about to say. That's what. Yeah.
Because this is Tim. Because this is me.
This is like a real look behind the scenes. This story couldn't be more true. It happened yesterday. Tim in here was so sad and hiding it from you because of what happened. I know. Go ahead. Tell her what you did.
So, and when this happened, Jen said, we're immediately doing this at 7:10 tomorrow.
I'm sorry, laughing. I'm so bad.
How sad was I?
You were sad.
So yesterday.
You were really sad.
I grabbed 6 poonchkis and brought them in.
Mm-hmm.
For all of us to share.
They were delicious. Thank you
very
much. They're
great. I grabbed them on the way in. It's early. I said, you know what? We're going to do this. And we actually, fortunately, had some another gentleman that comes in every single year from Stan's Bakery and brought him in. He deserves a shout out because he's been coming in for decades.
That was great.
So I didn't know if that was going to be the case. I brought him in. I thought to myself, okay, there's a board there. I'm just going to order some different ones. I'm going to order 6. There's only 3 of us. You know, we'll share them and that type of thing. And it's a tasty Tuesday. So I thought to myself, all right, I'm going to grab someone. I'm going to grab a basic glazed for Jen. Because I know you like a glazed donut.
And it was perfect.
They happen to have a basic glaze, which I don't think I've ever even seen before. So I grabbed that. Now I look up there and there's some different ones. And I'm not a huge jelly donut fan in general. Besides, give me a lemon. Give me an apple. Give me black raspberry. I already mentioned the glaze. And I said, there's a cherry. So just get a wide variety and see what everybody likes in studio. And I love chocolate cream. Let me get a chocolate cream. I can't wait to have that. So then I walk in. So then I said, Jen, you know, it's probably about this time in the morning. You're getting hungry. And you say, can you give me that glaze? Of course, Jen. Here you go. Here's the glaze. And you said it was delicious.
It was delicious.
And I'm glad I got
it
for you.
Thank you.
So I go over to the production studio. And, of course, I want to take care of Stevie. She's our producer. She's the best. And I say, hey, Stevie, you want a poonchki? Yeah, let me see. What kind do you have? I've got lemon and apple. And, you know, I've got chocolate cream. Oh, I love chocolate cream. Let me have that one.
I don't think I said it as exciting.
Okay, well, I got to be a little bit more dramatic on me. I got to set the story. Mm-hmm. So you're like, chocolate cream. I'll take that one. Which is, once again, that's fine. I gave you the others. 5 left. Take whatever you want. I came back walking in with the 4 that remained. Like I had lost my dog.
He looked at me. He's like, she took my chocolate punch.
Why didn't you save it for yourself?
Exactly!
I don't know why. This is what I do. There is no reason. You did nothing wrong. I came back and I'm in the studio like heartbroken, like somebody just broke up with me and I was a teenager.
I'm not even kidding you. The amount of times he looked at me so sad, he couldn't believe his chocolate punchki was gone. And like, well, why did you offer her the chocolate one if you got it for yourself?
I figured you already grabbed the one you wanted. So
exactly.
These were the remaining ones.
That would be normal. That would be the way to go. I'm going to set this one aside, and here we go.
Yeah.
I gave Stevie the one. She grabbed the chocolate. She did nothing wrong. I came back in, and I did not eat any of these.
No, you didn't.
You should have got more chocolate ones.
I know.
Because you did last year,
I know.
And I got chocolate last year as well.
It's funny, though. I would have guessed you picked lemon if I were guessing what you went with.
I don't like the texture of any fruit-based dessert. Like
but I know you like lemon-flavored things, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
not like
that makes sense. Okay. Well,
that was the deal yesterday.
Well, yeah. So he was like, "Buy you one."
You do not 100% have to buy me one. They brought a bunch, and I had another one from a different one. I thought it was funny because that's typical Tim. I should have had it aside. I just wanted to give you the choice.
Yeah, I thought these were the remaining.
Right.
Of course, you did. You did nothing wrong. That was me.
Did you ever once, when you looked at that box before you went in to take him to Stevie, think I should take out the one I chose for myself.
I'm going to need a minute to think about that. No, I didn't think about it. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
You just thought, I have this donut here that I got for myself, but you know what? I'm going to offer it to someone else. I'm going to take the risk and hope she doesn't pick it.
I lost that game, Jen.
You did.
Well, I wanted her to take what was going to make her happy, so I didn't even...
Taking the chocolate
didn't even dawn on me,
but
that was...
your mentality.
Okay.
You were trying to be kind. I mean, it was so nice you brought us in the Poonchkeys. It was great. And you were thinking of us, and you tried to get a flavor you thought each of us would like, and you had a variety in there. But, like, Stevie wouldn't have known the difference if you took the chocolate out and set it aside and then just, like, offered to her what you had in there.
And now I know she hates all fruit fillings, basically. Now, I have learned more in the last 8 minutes about donuts and this show and Poonchkeys than I have in how many years, almost 3 years she's been on the show?
Well, the real question is, you brought him in tomorrow.
I'm never going to bring him again.
What would you do it again?
I am bringing in a glazed and 4 chocolate creams. I am not going to veer up. No, I'll just bring the 3. I'll bring us each one next year.
You know, matter of fact, now that I think about this, this happened once before and you didn't do anything about it. This happened once before and it wasn't Poonchkeys. I know exactly what it was. Oh my gosh. It was in the old studio. Do you know what I'm talking about? You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm going to remind you of this next because you did the exact same thing.
Where I offered something I wanted that Man, I actually don't know what it is and I can't wait to find out.
This is pattern behavior of Tim Richards now.
Yeah. All right. We will learn together what this is in 3 minutes. That was the longest song ever. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
It was in the old studio. It was a 6-pack of Dunkin' Donuts. You know, you can get the little 6 box. And I feel like maybe, I don't know if you purchased the box or I did, but we all know your favorite is the pink sprinkled. The pink glaze with the sprinkles on it.
You can't call me out on that.
That's your favorite donut. Is it not your favorite donut at Dunkin'?
It is my favorite donut at Dunkin'.
It is your favorite donut at Dunkin'. So I feel like maybe I bought it and that one was in there for you. And I feel like I said, get your pink sprinkled donut. And someone, and I don't remember if it was Stevie or whenever it was, but the same thing happened. Someone took the pink sprinkled and you got all sad again. And you're right. You don't get mad. You get super sad because you're like, oh man, it's like I should have spoke up. I didn't get my donut. You were so sad.
Yeah, it's not mad at all.
Pink sprinkles.
It's a donut thing.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's just bakery related.
Why do you let people take
your
donuts?
I let them take my bakery. I don't have any idea. I don't know why it was the case.
Listen, next time we get bakery in studio, we're gonna take yours out first. We're going to put it in a separate area.
It won't happen. I'll do it again.
No, we're not letting you. We've learned our lesson now.
I'm a serial bakery giver.
No.
You this is what this
stop
is.
Stop giving your bakery away. It's become a problem. It's affecting your mental state. This is not good.
It is. All right. Well,
all right.
Let's hope it was good.
Okay.
Looked good.
She liked it. She said it was really delicious.
I bet she did.
All right.
We are bad geese owners. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. We should have these things named. That should have been almost a New Year's resolution of ours.
I know. We've had them for a while. And we wanted to include the Jen and Tim Show family in the naming of the geese. And I'll tell you what. You had mentioned there's a front runner for a name. Karen had said yesterday that Winnie was a good name for the goose because the gift was for winning my 2000th win in the game. That's a great idea.
It is. That's going to be, we're going to include all names. There's going to be a vote, but we'll probably narrow it down to 2 or 3 for each, something like that at either the end of this week or the beginning of next week. We want to give you plenty of time to think of names, get involved, which a lot of people have. But Winnie for the winning goose,
it
flows. It makes sense. So
cute.
That is certainly up there, at least for the larger goose. Like I said, the one that you got for obviously your 2000th victory.
So I have two more comments I want to read. Cindy says, how about Jack and Rose from Tim's favorite movie, Titanic? Love it.
Who are they?
Don't.
Jack and Rose.
Don't. Kate Winslet, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, main characters in that film, too.
The amount of screenshots apparently is on, I think it might be on Netflix right now. The DMs that I am sent of just their Netflix accounts with Titanic on it.
You should watch it. It's available to you now.
Missed it now. I don't know.
Terry says, Mousy for Jen's mouse in the car. Remember that? The mouse in the car in my car engine?
There might be one.
No. Don't
in your
do
car
that.
Engine.
There's not.
Right now.
Stop. Don't do that. And that you was don't know so it. Long ago.
But
and
you
then,
never know. They found that. They talked on. To their other mouse friends.
No, they didn't.
They do.
They do not have mouse friends they talked to. Friends. We handled that mouse, and there's been no mouse. And maybe the other one is Feetzers for Tim's shower feet.
Why am I? That are super clean. That makes sense.
Filth foot is more like
it's
it.
Not filth foot at all.
Just saying.
Why would I need to scrub the feet when you have
and feetsies.
Possibly hundreds of gallons? How many gallons of water run per shower? I know it's tough math to do because it depends on length of time and shower pressure and everything else. There's other variables to that. The amount of water that hits my feet, clean. So clean. Why you got to scrub those feet? You don't have to scrub those feet.
Yet for months.
Overrated.
Everyone says they're not.
Not everyone. I have a lot of people
you do have some
in my
support.
Corner.
You do have some.
Just definitely not Trent McGill, meteorologist
oh,
at News
yeah,
5.
He's repulsed.
Because every chance he gets, he will comment on the Jen and Tim show mm-hmm. about the feet.
That he
so
will.
So he is disturbed.
The boss is coming back. Bruce Springsteen stopping
I bet he doesn't
in
watch
Cleveland.
His feet.
I bet he does. He gets
the Kelsey
right
brother. Jason Kelsey said he doesn't wash his feet. Travis Kelsey tried to say he did wash his feet, and then Jason Kelsey called him out.
And did he admit he didn't?
Yes! If I remember correctly.
Okay. It's 46 degrees in Brunswick. That's our Star City. These are the three things you need to know today. The boss is back. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band bringing their Land of Hope and Dreams tour to Rocket Arena. The show is May 22nd. It's the only Ohio stop on the tour, and tickets go on sale this Saturday at noon. Huntington Bank Field hosting a major international soccer match. Full details coming tomorrow morning. There will be a press conference at 10 a.m. Apple hosting an exclusive special experience early March. A select group of tech influencers and media outlets have been invited to New York City, London, and Shanghai. No official announcements yet, but rumors say new iPhones, iPads, and MacBooks are on the way. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.